This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome, welcome once again to my assignment and to my destiny. Today I'm dealing again with you, Alone with God, Part 3. The last time we spoke is what a time was running out on Jacob in Genesis 32 verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. A lot of people will confront you, but after a while they will give up. The Bible says that God wrestled with Jacob until the breaking of the day. What does it mean to us? God didn't give up on a man who has a bad reputation in his life. His characteristics, he lives up to that characteristics, being called a con man, a crook, being called a trickster, being called all sorts of names. But in the end of the day, he had an encounter with God. God separated him from everything that he had so that God can speak to him. But at this stage, he was running out of time. And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And so, family, when God starts wrestling with you, God will not give up until he reaches his purpose in your life. God has set his watch. He wanted to get Jacob to his reserve seat. He wanted to salvage Jacob's destiny before he ran out of time. God is not going to let you get by with all the little things he used to overlook. You are running out of time. And that's what we're talking today. You are running out of time. He used to let you make excuses for little things in the early hours of the fight. Now he is saying, excuses don't work anymore. You are running out of time. I must do a quick work to get you to your reserved seat. The enemy is chasing you, and you are on the hit list of hell. But I am determined to get you first. Satan is assigned as hitman to ensure your demise. But God is saying, I am out to get you before you lose everything I gave you. I am out to get you before you lose your life, before you lose your wife, before you lose your children, before you lose everything that I have given to you, before you lose your name, before you lose your dignity, before you lose your son, before you lose your seed, before you lose your future. We don't have time to play games or fool around and act like little children. We are too old for that foolishness. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. When I became a man, it was different. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, we have to commit our way unto the Lord because we don't have time to play games. We don't have time to get into systems that does not bring value to us. We are not church playboys. And so we don't have time for sin. We have to make it to our reserve seat on time. We have to say goodbye to distractions. We have to grow up and learn how to pray for ourselves. I'm talking to you tonight. We don't have time. Our time is running out. And the Bible said, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. God wrestled with Jacob until the breaking of the day. When God sees that the day is breaking and the man in his grasp is running out of time, he escalates the fight. He says, I will do a quick work in this man. He is running out of time. Now, God doesn't run out of time or get old or lose strength, but we do. If you and I were Jacob wrestling with the Lord in the middle of the night, we might be saying something like this. No, I'm not going to pray. No, I'm not ready to give it up. No, I am not ready to surrender. I want to steal some stuff. I want to cheat. I live pretty well by what I have. After all, my friends call me trickster. No, I don't want to treat my wife better. No, I don't want to spend time with my kids. I'm strong enough to do it on my own. I'm holding my own with you, aren't I? When the Lord saw that the day was breaking and the party was over, he struck Jacob in his hip joint with a precision possessed only by the master's physician. If that had happened to us, as Jacob, the tireless wrestler, the sly con man, suddenly we would be saying, oh Lord, I can't fight you anymore. I've been hurt so bad that I need your help. Just get up from the ground. I can lean on you. Would you hold me up? I'm hurting. I'm in trouble. If you don't help me, I'm afraid I'm going to lose everything. I've been fighting. The only one who can hold me up. I've been fighting the only one who can help me. And I want to submit to you, wrestle till you know. And the writer said in Genesis chapter 32, from 25 to 30, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, whatever is it that thou don't ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Isn't that powerful? At the place of alone with God. When you are brought to the place of aloneness, you may find yourself fighting the only one who can heal and preserve you. When Jacob's strength was broken by the power of God, he changed from confident, cocky wrestler to a wounded, clinging man who wanted God's blessing more than anything else in the world. And now this Jacob, this trickster, was clinging to the Lord, saying, I'm going to cling on you till you bless me. That's what you and I need. We need to be asking the Lord, I won't leave you. I won't let go until you bless me. Friends and family, brothers and sisters, our time is running out. We are on the wrestling mat with God alone. And so God knows what He's doing for our future. May God help us and remind us in our spirit, our time is running out. God bless you. Have an awesome, wonderful week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.